大家来到这期的美语训练班，我是杨林，
我是麦杨林，来告诉大家今天都要学什么。
好，今天我们要一起来聊聊环保有什么好方法，看看如何用地道美语表达符合标准，还要告诉你怎么说上当受骗。
Yeah, economic development is important, but not at the cost of the environment.
Speaking of the air quality of my hometown Beijing, I definitely agree with you.
Well, we are going to learn some useful tips about that later in the show. Now let's go ahead with our first segment.
Learn a word.
Learn a word.
我们要学的词是
fall for. Fall for. Fall is spelled F-A-L-L, fall. For is spelled F-O-R, for. Fall for.
To fall for 有上当的意思，过去时是 fell for.
Don't fall for that. He is just playing a prank on you.
他在拿你恶作剧，别上当。
That was such an old trick. I cannot believe I actually fell for it.
这是个老把戏了，简直不敢相信我居然会上当。有统计数字显示，美国有2500多万成年人都曾被骗局迷惑，成为受害者。
The internet is the most common place for victims to fall for scams.
互联网是受害者上当受骗最多的地方。好的，今天我们学习的词是
fall for, fall for, fall for.
Yeah, I agree that you need to be very careful with the internet, especially if you do your banking online.
You can say that again. One time, I got involved with this online charity to help kids in Africa, and I donated 5% of my paycheck for 6 months. When I was getting ready to go to Africa with the group, the contact person just disappeared. That was the moment of truth.It was a total scam.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mike. Yeah, things like that makes me think twice about doing things on the internet.
不过啊，你这个不幸的经历倒是说出了一个美国人常用的俗语 The moment of truth. 咱们来听听今天的美国习惯用语，看看这个词的用法。
美国习惯用语
Words and idioms.
各位听众，现在播送美国习惯用语第839讲，我是魏然。
我是 Doug Johnson。
上星期是我婆婆70岁大寿，我专门给她烤了一个生日蛋糕，因为第一次做，心里一点谱都没有。虽然蛋糕看上去样子还不错，但是吃到嘴里味道究竟如何就不知道了。这么关键的时刻，在英语里叫
Moment of Truth。Moment is spelled M-O-M-E-N-T, and truth, T-R-U-T-H, moment of truth.
Moment 在中文里是时刻 ,truth 在中文里是真相。Moment of truth 就是说最终得知一件事情是否会如愿成功的意思，特别是指一件你投入了极大努力的事情。下面例子里，这个高中生正用急切的心情等待 the moment of truth. 让我们一起听听看。
Algebra didn't come easy to me, but I knew I had to pass the class in order to graduate. Throughout the semester, I met my teacher after school for extra help and studied real hard for tests. My moment of truth came when my grades arrived. I got a B, which was good enough to earn my diploma.
代数对我来说很难，但是我知道要想毕业，代数考试就一定得及格。整个一个学期，我下课后都要找老师补习，为准备考试做了很大的努力。考试成绩发下来的关键时刻到了，结果我得了个 B， 让我顺利过关，拿到了毕业证书。
这就叫功夫不负有心人。好的，让我们再来听听上面那段话。
Algebra didn't come easy to me.But I knew I had to pass the class in order to graduate. Throughout the semester, I met my teacher after school for extra help and studied real hard for tests. My moment of truth came when my grades arrived. I got a B, which was good enough to earn my diploma.
我们上面谈到的几个例子，关键时刻 moment of truth 来到的时候，结果都是令人满意的。 但是下面这个例句里的小伙子却碰了一鼻子的灰，让我们一起听听他的遭遇。
I've been going out with Carrie for months. We seem to share similar interests and values. In my mind, she was the perfect woman for me. So I decided that the time had come to ask her if she'd marry me. It was the moment of truth. A day I'll never forget because she turned me down.
我跟凯莉约会已经好几个月了，我们好像有很多共同的爱好和价值观。我觉得她是最适合我的女人，所以我决定鼓起勇气向她求婚。这可是紧要关头，我永远也忘不了这一天，因为她拒绝了我。
Ouch， 太残忍了。或许这个女孩子还没有做好安定下来的准备吧。好，让我们再听一下上面那个例句。
I'd been going out with Carrie for months. We seemed to share similar interests and values. In my mind, she was the perfect woman for me. So I decided that the time had come to ask her if she'd marry me. It was the moment of truth. A day I'll never forget because she turned me down.
Moment of truth.这个习惯用语其实是从西班牙语翻译过来的。美国著名作家海明威在1932年出版的小说《午后之死》里面第一次用到了这个习惯用语。如今你又掌握了一个习惯用语，可以把它用在口头、写作和电子邮件里面，只要多学多练。
You're sure to sound like a native when your moment of truth arrives.
到了关键时刻，你的英语听上去绝对地道。好的，这次美国习惯用语就到此结束了。我是魏然，
我是 Doug Johnson。
这次节目的制作人是胡晓玲。谢谢各位的收听。
Until next time，
下次节目再见。
This has been Words and Idioms。
Exactly， 这就是我们中国人说的台上一分钟，台下十年功嘛。欢迎同学们每期关注我们的美语训练班，这样的嘛。
It's like what my dad always says, prior planning prevents poor performance.
没错没错。对了对了，上次咱们说到节能，我回家就把我们家的灯泡都换了。
The moment of truth is gonna come when I get my utility bills this month.
I'm sure it'll be fine.In today's business etiquette, we will continue this topic. Now, let's follow Tim for some useful tips in branding your company as green.
礼节美语。
公司总裁 Tim 召集部门经理开会，讨论节能措施。
Morning, everyone. As promised, we are returning to our topic from a couple of weeks ago.How can we make this firm more green? I'm sure you all remember environmental consultant Henry Peterson, who has joined us here today.
Hello, and good morning.
Hey there, Henry.
Hi, Henry. Nice to see you again.
Thanks. Great to see you all. As a quick recap, last time we discussed ways to save electricity and reduce office waste. And we also talked about buying carbon credits when traveling on business trips.
根据两周前的约定，公司总裁 Tim 再次邀请节能专家 Henry 参加会议，商讨公司节能措施。Henry 说的
，A quick recap，
意思就是总结概述。
Yeah, I've already started implementing those ideas in my division. It's only been 2 weeks, but I'd say most people are getting the hang of it.
That's great. Okay, then, have you done your homework?Who's discovered some other ways this company can save?
Face 说他已经开始试行一些措施。Henry 问
Have you done your homework?
有没有事先做好准备？意思是有没有想到更多的节能措施？
I want to talk about packaging. We use some very nice-looking plastic clamshell packaging, but I'm thinking we could cut down on the packaging and cut both our expenses and our carbon footprint.
Yes, I see what you mean. These days, many products are overpackaged. But if you can accept using fewer materials or use mainly recycled materials, you could then advertise how green your company is.
Dana 提到产品包装，他觉得如果简化包装，不用
plastic clamshell packaging
硬塑料壳包装，就能减少开支和污染。Henry 补充说，如果公司采用回收材料
recycled materials，
还可以用环保做宣传。
Is it ethical to use environmental issues in advertising?
I'd vote yes. As long as the claim is verifiable, it can be advertised.
Yeah, I'd agree. People have a right to know if you are trying to help solve the problem or simply contributing to it.
This is a company. Companies need to make a profit. I believe there is business sense in going green and telling the world about it.Many customers will appreciate your efforts and might even pay a tad bit more if they really believe your company is doing its best to help the environment.
Face 提出在广告里打环保牌是否符合行业道德。总裁 Tim 觉得没有问题，只要内容属实。
As long as the claim is verifiable.
Harry 也说
There is business sense in going green and telling the world about it.
采取环保措施并且加以宣传是符合商业理念的。
公司总裁 Tim 请了节能专家 Henry 来给大家出谋划策。短短两个星期的节能实践， People are getting the hang of it， 大家已经掌握了节能的生活方式。 Henry 提议说，可以在包装上做文章，采用 recycled material 回收材料，这样公司还可以用环保来做宣传。
It definitely makes good business sense in going green and telling the world about it.
没错，就拿我自己来说，如果我看见一件皮衣写明没有使用动物皮毛做成，我也愿意出更高的价钱来买，也是这个道理。
Yep, in the following episode, Henry is talking about giving people some incentives to live a more environmental friendly life. Let's check it out.
礼节美语
公司总裁 Tim 召集部门经理开会，讨论节能措施。
I know it might sound like an old-fashioned idea, but what about some kind of a carpooling program?
You know, that just might work for a few of our departments. I know a few of the marketing guys live pretty close to each other.
Ah, but now we come to a problem. How do we convince people to sign up for a program that will, at least mildly, inconvenience them?
I have to confess, if you asked me to volunteer, I'd turn you down.
Sure, so would I. So we can't rely on the kindness of people's hearts. We're not bad people, we're just busy people.
Face 建议可以考虑拼车计划。
Carpooling program.
Harry 指出拼车会给大家带来不便。
Inconvenience them.
问题是如何说服大家加入。
Sign up for something.
是报名参加的意思。
I think I get your point. You're talking about a fundamental motivator. What Henry's saying is that people need an incentive.
Bingo! For the past few years, several companies have been experimenting with paying employees a tiny fee to carpool, use public transport, or cycle. One organization in Florida pays 20 cents a mile.
Huh.I'd consider riding my bicycle if I was getting paid. That's like getting paid to work out.
总裁 Tim 说
I get your point.
我明白你的意思了。Henry 是说要给大家一些好处。
Incentive.
Henry 说
Bingo.
这在口语里很常用，意思是没错，对了 ,Bingo.
Yeah, the company has to consider the fee as an investment in carbon reduction and in workers' health. Less driving means less stress.
It's a very interesting idea, but I think you're right. Without an incentive, it's doomed to failure.
It might seem like a lot of hassle, and in the end, you might only get a few people to change their commuting habits, but just to put it in perspective, here's a fact from planetgreen.com. If every commuter car in the U.S. carried just one more person, the nation would save 8 billion gallons of gas.
It really adds up, doesn't it? Thanks for the tips, Henry. I think we got a lot of food for thought today.
公司要把这笔钱看成是减少废气排放，促进员工健康的投资。总裁 Tim 表示赞同。Henry 说，虽然听上去好像挺麻烦，但是如果美国每辆上班用的车里都多坐一个人的话，美国就能节省80亿加仑的汽油。
It really adds up.
I think carpooling is the way to go in DC. The traffic here is terrible. But if you choose to carpool, you can drive in the carpool lane, which is way faster during rush hour.
Oh, that's true.Plus, it helps reduce your carbon footprint, and coworkers can bond while they sit together in the car.
没错，还能省油钱，简直一举三得。
All right, all right. I know you're trying to find a carpool buddy, but I'm not the guy for you. Now let's go ahead with our program. Another Learn a Word.
Learn a Word.
今天我们要学的词是
Non-stop. Non-stop is spelled N-O-N-S-T-O-P.Non-stop.
Non-stop, 意思是不停歇的，不间断的。
They have been working non-stop since this morning.
他们从今天早上开始一直在不停的工作。
The movie is packed with non-stop action.
这个电影从头到尾都是动作场面。
The case received non-stop coverage by the media.
媒体对这起案件进行了毫不间断的报道。
Delta Airlines will launch its first non-stop flight between Shanghai and Seattle in June.
达美航空公司六月份开启从上海到西雅图的直飞航线。好的，今天我们学习的词是
non-stop, non-stop, non-stop.
I don't know how I feel about non-stop flights. Last time I took the non-stop flight from DC to Beijing.I was stuck in the cabin for 14 hours. I think I prefer to stop somewhere and actually breathe for a little bit.
I think the airline you choose also makes a difference. I flew with ANA one time. Everything was perfect. The meal was delicious, the seat was comfortable, and the service was great. They definitely cut the mustard for nonstop flights.
Cut the mustard?这个词儿真有意思。Does it actually have something to do with mustard?
Well, let's find out in today's words and idioms.
美国习惯用语。
Words and idioms.
各位听众，现在播送美国习惯用语，我是魏然。
我是 Doug Johnson.
上星期商店大甩卖，我买了个咖啡壶。样子虽然很好看，但是质量却不咋地。我决定马上把它退回去。这倒让我想起了今天要学的习惯用语。
Cut the mustard. Cut is spelled C-U-T, and mustard, M-U-S-T-A-R-D. Cut the mustard.
动词 cut 在中文里是切割的意思 ，mustard 是芥末的意思，直译显然说不通。其实啊。Cut the mustard 在英语里面的意思就是符合标准，符合要求。我刚买的那个咖啡壶显然不符合我的要求。It simply does not cut the mustard. 下面这个例子里的消费者对新买的手机很不满意，因为 It doesn't cut the mustard. 让我们听听他是怎么说的。
The sales agent convinced me to buy my cell phone.But I haven't been impressed with its service. It drops calls and takes forever to recharge. What I really need is a phone that's much more dependable. This one just does not cut the mustard.
卖手机的推销员说服我买了这部手机，但是手机的质量让我很不满意。电话打到一半经常断线不说，充电还需要很长的时间。我需要一部随时可以靠得住的手机。这部手机不符合我的要求。
这个人错就错在不应该轻信那个推销员的话，结果跟我一样买了个质量伪劣的产品。在美语里面，这种质量伪劣的产品有一种说法叫 lemon， L-E-M-O-N。比如说，我姐夫的新车就是 Lemon。他因为贪图便宜买了这辆车，结果开了还不到半年就大修了两次，花了很多钱。好在美国有专门的 Lemon Laws 保护消费者的利益。我姐夫恐怕要好好研究一下这些法律，因为 his car does not cut the mustard。好的，让我们再来听听上面那段话。
The sales agent convinced me to buy my cell phone.But I haven't been impressed with its service. It drops calls and takes forever to recharge. What I really need is a phone that's much more dependable. This one just does not cut the mustard.
不过，质量不过关的也并不都是产品。有的时候不符合标准和要求的可能也会是某个人。让我们一起听听下面这个例子。
After my niece had trouble finding work, I managed to get her a position as an administrative assistant at my office. What a mistake! Not only was she slow, but she was rather lazy. After 2 weeks, I had to let her go because she could not cut the mustard.
因为我侄女找不到工作，所以呢，我就在自己的办公室给她安排了一个行政助理的职务。这简直是天大的错误。她不仅做事慢慢腾腾，而且懒得要命。经过两个星期以后，我只好请她走人，因为她无法达到我们的要求。
给亲戚朋友安排工作很容易遇到这种棘手的状况。值得说明的是 ，cut the mustard 也可以用于肯定某个人或是某件事情。比如说，我们公司的老板正准备给一个在我们这里实习的学生转正，因为 he can really cut the mustard. 他已经达到了正式员工的标准。好的，我们再来听一下上面那个例句。
After my niece had trouble finding work, I managed to get her a position as an administrative assistant at my office. What a mistake! Not only was she slow...But she was rather lazy. After 2 weeks, I had to let her go because she could not cut the mustard.
好的，这次美国习惯用语就到此结束了。我是魏然。
我是 Doug Johnson。
这次节目的制作人是胡晓玲。谢谢各位的收听。
Until next time.
下次节目再见。
This has been Words and Idioms.
I guess it's about time that I find a partner that can actually cut the mustard.
Hey, you beat me to it!
好了好了，同学们，这次的节目时间就到这里了。如果你有什么建议或者想提什么问题，请发电子邮件到美语@voanews.com.
Tune in next time for American English Mosaic.
We'll see you next time.
哟，怎么了，老同学？
要考试，我背单词背得头都大了，就是没进步。
光靠死记硬背可不行。最近美国之音刚开播的美语训练班，每次25分钟，内容丰富，形式活泼，不知不觉英语就提高了。
真的？什么时候播出？
每星期天下午5:05到5:30播出，星期二和星期五同一时间重播。
那我要是错过了呢？
上网呗，除了美国之音自己的网站，还有3w.usa101.cn， 赶快去听吧。
美国之音中文部最新推出25分钟的综合美语教学节目《美语训练班》，内容丰富多彩，让你一次听个够。每星期天下午5:05到5:30播出，星期二和星期五同一时间重播，记得收听哦。
The Voice of America。
美语三级跳。 各位听众大家好，今天我们为您播出美语三级跳节目电脑单元的初级课程。 Chloe 的电脑出了点毛病，她打电话给朋友 Matt 让他帮忙看看。
That's right, Winnie. Isn't it good to have friends who understand computers?
那可不，有电脑达人当朋友真不错。
Hi, Matt. Thanks for coming over to help me fix my computer.
No problem. I know everything about computers. What's the problem?
I can't surf the internet. What do you think the problem is?
Well, it could be a software problem, or it could be a hardware problem.
Matt 说，只要是有关电脑的东西，没有他不懂的。Wow, 口气还真大呢，希望他不是吹牛。
Well, we will see. Winnie, what is wrong with Chloe's computer?
他说，他不能 surf the internet.Professor Bowman, surf 不是冲浪的意思吗？
Yes, but you can also use it to talk about browsing the internet. For example, I spend 3 hours every day surfing the internet.
我明白了， surf the internet 就是上网。 Matt 说 Chloe 的电脑不能上网，这不是 hardware problem 硬件的问题，就是 software problem 软件的问题。
That's right.Let's see if Matt can help fix the computer.
Well, let's just see if the computer can turn on. Here, I'll just press the power button.
Matt, that's not my computer. That's my TV.
Huh? Oh, yes, of course. Where's your computer?
My computer is over on the desk. See? It is turned on, but when I try to open the browser, there is no connection to the internet.
Jake, Matt...怎么连电脑和电视都分不清啊？他说开电脑，却伸手去按 TV 的 power button 电视开关。
He doesn't sound like a computer expert at all.
那可不。不过 Professor Chloe 说，他想打开 browser 的时候没法连接网络。Browser 就是上网用的浏览器吧
？Correct. You can also say you opened a browser window.
Oh, open a browser window.就是打开一个浏览窗口，我倒真想看看 Matt 是不是真懂电脑呢。
Have you tried restarting your computer?
Of course I tried restarting my computer. That was the first thing I did.
Really? Well, if that didn't work, I don't know what to do.
That's your only idea? You said you know everything about computers. I should have just called technical support.
Well, restarting the computer always works for me.
我猜的没错， Matt 唯一的办法就是 restart the computer， 重新启动电脑，这谁不会啊？哎，对了，重启动电脑是不是也可以说 reboot the computer？
That's right. Restart and reboot mean the same thing.
看来啊， Chloe 对 Matt 很失望，觉得自己还不如打电话给电脑公司的 technical support， 技术服务部门呢。
Matt has one more idea to fix the computer. Let's listen.
Wait, I know how to fix the problem.
Great, what should we do?
We should contact the internet company to see if their service is down. Let's log on to their website to find their phone number.
Matt, the internet isn't working. How can we log on to the website?
Oh, yeah.
So, Winnie, what is Matt's solution for fixing the computer?
他呀，出馊主意说去网络公司的网站找他们的联络电话，然后打过去问问是不是网络出问题了。
Exactly. But that's impossible because the internet is down.
就是啊， Chloe 的问题就是不能上网， Matt 却要上网查东西，这不是瞎出主意吗？哎，对了 Professor， Chloe 说 internet is down 就是说网坏了吧。
Yes. For example, you can say,I couldn't go to work today because the subway is down. You can also say that your email or phone service is down.
我明白了，希望 Chloe 不是因为什么急事需要上网，要不然都让这个假行家 Matt 给耽误了。
Well, let's listen next time to find out.
这次的美语三级跳就播送到这里。美语三级跳节目取材于美国之音最新推出的美语教学强档网站 goenglish.me， 网址是 www.goenglish.me。